The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Whenever I would get sick, my nana would make me caldo, which is homemade soup. And now everybody can have homemade soup, but it's got a little twist. DJ Automatic will tell you more inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Happy Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Starbucks is pulling back on allowing non-paying customers to sit inside their different coffee shops. Buy or leave.
Oh.
Whoa.
Which makes me sad because sometimes I pull up in there to use the internets, and then I might buy a cafecito because I've been sitting in there for a while. Now I don't know what to think.
I understand where they're going with it because have you ever been to a Starbucks in New York City? It's like basically you can't even sit down. It's just like a homeless congregation.
Well, that's our neighborhood too, and we're not moving away. My goodness, I don't know. I guess I'm conflicted. Maybe we ask people, what do you think? Because how many times you pulled in and had to use their internet because of emergency? I know I've done it a lot. Students,
this is a real elitist approach by Starbucks, telling them we don't care what y'all think. Order and go.
Pretty much, huh? Pretty much. And they got enough money that they really don't care. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Progresso. Everybody loves that soup brand, right? Well, they have a limited edition soup drop. And you say, what's a soup drop?
Yeah, I am. What's that?
It's soup you can suck on. It's like a cough drop tastes like soup.
Number one, you said in the beginning, everybody loves that soup. That's a lie.
I like Progresso. Who doesn't like Progresso chicken noodle soup?
I've known you for very many, many years. I think you've eaten Progresso soup twice.
I am mad at Progresso. I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Both times I was sick because I couldn't cook for him.
So they say it tastes like broth, savory veggies, chicken, soft egg noodles, and a hint of parsley.
You want that cough drop, Anthony?
Nah.
You said, I like Progresso. I cut you off, but I'll buy you a whole bunch.
At first, I thought he was going to say a popsicle.
No. I mean, it's a cough
drop. It's a hard candy that tastes like chicken soup.
Yeah.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right. It is National Classy Day. So if you want to be a little elegant, today's the day to do so. This day is honoring the great Betty White. So it's also Betty White Day.
Nobody classier than the late, great Betty White.
Shout out to her.
We
also have National Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day. By this time, it is on average that everybody kind of ditches their New Year's resolution.
They're right here with me, having no resolution.
You know what? No, we're not doing that.
Let's go.
Okay, we have the Fat Club on Monday. Number one resolution is to get healthy. Not on this show. We're going. We're moving. This is your year.
Mm. And we'll wrap it up by shouting out National Judgment Day. Now, this is a day for reflection. All right? I missed the joke here. Why is everyone laughing?
Because after you said you're quitting, then we're not supposed to judge you. I'm judging you. I'm judging you. No, don't quit. That's right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're on a break, you can date other people.
Oh.
Because you're not together technically, unless you've established certain parameters that say, okay, we're going to take this break. We're going to pause the relationship for a minute, but you don't see anybody, I don't see anybody, and then we'll come back together and decide. In my opinion, though, there's just no breaks. Automatic, I'm telling you now. You want a break? Is it break off?
Oh,
no. There's no.
I couldn't handle a break.
We're going to take a timeout in marriage. We're going to take a timeout. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't believe in that.
Personally, I know I couldn't take a break because my mental couldn't handle it. I'm too jealous. I'd be wondering, some guy's after Dana.
I thought you were going to say I'm a loser. You couldn't feed yourself.
That part too. Or wash my clothes. I mean, I guess I could.
I'm basically the maid.
I got pretty good.
So the reason we're even addressing this is because earlier Robert hit us up because his girl, Bianca, was talking to someone, or he thought she was talking to someone on Hinge, right? And they had been on a break and now they're back together. Turns out it wasn't even Hinge, but here's the part where he explains the break.
I mean, we took a break for a couple of months and I know she got a Hinge account.
Okay, hey, bro. Hold on, I got a question for Anthony, bro. Whose idea was it for the break?
Yeah, it was mutual, I'd say. But she was the one who called me to get back together.
But she didn't know, he didn't know. In my opinion, they were free to do whatever they were going to do. You know, that was on them. But it wasn't even that. She was selling a table on OfferUp.
Somebody is coming to get it tomorrow.
Hold on, wait. The table? That's cool. I'm just trying to show you what I bring to the table. I was calling to invite you to brewery. Maybe we get a flight or two together. Seeing if you want.
Wait, is this Mike from OfferUp? I thought she was calling about the table I posted for sale.
She wasn't even talking to anybody. It was in his own mind because, like what Automatic said earlier, he just was probably going crazy thinking, what is she doing?
Guys, you're never going to win that one. You could walk out the house and pretty much have what you want.
Oh, you're talking about in regards to going on a break and then setting out to see different partners.
No, but the fact that you said that is your brain moves so differently. If you and I really did have to separate, God forbid, which I know that's not going to happen, the first thing on my mind would be trying to figure out what's going on, not talking to someone else. The first thing on your mind is to go find somebody?
Okay, I was listening to you talk on the phone yesterday to one of your friends who's going on a break, and I heard her say, oh, I'm going to be all right. And when she said that, I knew exactly what she meant.
She
did,
and she said financially. She talked about
that. That was not financial. That was, oh, I'm going to be all right. I'll have plenty of men after me.
No, it was not that at all. We talked about that, and she said, I am no way in any shape or form ready for a relationship. That's absolutely untrue. I'm not going to let you sit here and talk about her like that.
Well, it didn't sound like that.
Well, not to you, because your head is in the gutter. Your mind is in the gutter.
I guarantee you most men's minds are right with mine.
My
brain has gone there a couple times when I've gone through breaks, and I've gone through a few different breaks. All of them, as I'm sitting here single, have been unsuccessful, apparently. But I will say,
Anthony, when you're on a break, it's a break up.
True. However you want to go about it, I do believe that sometimes though relationships can escalate to a point where you realize like, oh, I didn't know all this was going on, and it's important to step back and analyze the situation. I believe in that. Now, whatever happens during that time when you're on your break, I have no right to question it at all. My rule is, once we get back together, don't bring up anything that happened during the break. And that goes for me or for you. All right? I don't need you stalking no girl's Instagram. I don't need you asking any questions. I don't need any guys popping back up either.
Because it's none of her business. Because you or she decided on the break. She gets to do what she does. You do what you do. When you come together, you don't bring up old stuff.
Do you know what? Speaking of old stuff, we should just do it old school like our grandparents did and just move to separate sides of the house. There's no break.
That's the break.
No divorce.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Texas family was having a barbecue when they noticed a baby bird on the ground. So the wife said, grab that tortilla, wrapped up the bird, and saved its life.
I was going to say, they didn't eat it?
Oh, no!
I mean, if a bird makes its way into tortilla, it's fair game.
No, it wasn't time for a breakfast burrito or a breakfast taco. The bird is a falcon.
Oh!
A baby falcon!
That's a big bite.
Yeah, and the woman noticed, this bird doesn't look like a normal bird, so the closest thing was the tortilla. Put it in there, called wildlife experts, which I don't really understand how you call wildlife experts, but they showed up, and now the baby bird is alive and well. Guess what its name is?
Carne asada.
No, DJ Automatic, wrong. Anthony A?
Ooh, Perico.
Wrong party. I said barbecue family, okay? Not a nighttime event. The bird's actual name is Taquito. Oh.
Well, I think Perico would like my next door here, okay?
Otto, you're wrong.
There's a new vape device that's out that makes calls and texts.
What?
So it's basically an old school phone that you can text on, make calls on, but it has 30,000 vape hits in it.
Oh, this is like the Gen Z life support.
This is horrible. Isn't the vaping stuff supposed to be really bad for you?
Yeah, that's why you could call 911 when your lung explodes.
911, what's your emergency? No. Those are today's WTF stories. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake's involved in a new lawsuit, and in it, there is a specific line mentioning Kendrick Lamar. I'll tell you more, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Steve Harvey celebrating his birthday, Calvin Harris, Jim Carrey, Jake Paul, and on this day, born in 1922, may she rest in peace, the one, the only, legendary Betty White.
Oh, Miss Betty White.
I've seen a lot of things, and I've done one or two, and I know a few things.
R.I.P. to the comedy queen right there. All right, so I want to talk about Drake. He's filed a new lawsuit against UMG, Universal Music Group, stating that they allowed the song They Not Like Us to perpetuate terrible images of himself, specifically because of the word pedophile in it. And it says, I am not going after the artist. This has to do with the label trying to drive down his worth, so they don't have to pay him what they did last time for his contract. He's up for a new contract.
Drake just signed a $400 million deal with Universal Music Group for his publishing. But his record deal through Cash Money, Young Money, is about to expire. And his OVO label is on Warner Music Group, who is the biggest competition to Universal.
This is very deep. Here's my thing. I love Drake. Y'all know I'm a Drake stan. I'm somebody who, you know, when it comes to his first album, to the mixtapes, to dance, to everything he's done, I feel like this is, and I understand why he did it, but I feel like he just took a big L with this. It's just doubling down on...
I understand why he did it, though, also. He doesn't want the world to be singing that he's a pedophile on stage at the
Super
Bowl.
Okay, automatic, I get it. I'm sure Kendrick Lamar doesn't want the world knowing that he didn't marry his girl. Like, they're still not married. He ain't filing a lawsuit because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't the most hip-hop thing to do, I'll say that.
I think Drake is one of the biggest pop stars in the world. He's up there with the Taylor Swifts, with the Adeles, and such.
No lie, Ant, you're right.
For them to get involved in a beef with Kendrick Lamar and for it to happen the way it does, they would be doing the same thing. So I think Drake, the pop star, has to protect his brand.
Okay, all right, but what about his credibility in hip-hop? Don't you think this has hurt him in that
for sure.
aspect?
Oh, I haven't gave him that since October.
Oh,
I mean, it's already
so in your eyes, it didn't matter anyway.
It's already been done.
All right, what you think about this whole thing? Hit us up, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.